a roundup of user-posted analysis, views, and unofficial news from across the industry this past week, this time looking at this week's sabotage attack on the German grid, BESS revenues and electricity market activity, CATL's LFP price cut, and various non-lithium news. Following the first edition last week, this week's BESS, Battery Energy Storage System, Industry Buzz brings you another roundup of what people are discussing on our LinkedIn feed. CATL's battery price cut. Jerry Wan, founder and AMP, CEO of battery technology company Jaylee Battery, posted about CATL cutting the price of its 314Ah lithium iron phosphate, LFP, cell this week. What does it say about the industry, both in terms of 2026 dynamics and looking forward? Try premium for just $1. Full premium access for the first month at only $1. Converts to an annual rate after 30 days unless canceled. Cancel anytime during the trial period. Premium benefits, expert industry analysis and interviews, digital access to PV Tech Power Journal, exclusive event discounts, or get the full premium subscription right away. Or continue reading this article for free. How battery storage helped the German grid amid sabotage. While clearly a much bigger story than just battery energy storage systems, BESS, the double attack on the German grid highlighted the role the technology can play in helping maintain system stability during outages and worst-case scenarios. Germany's huge BESS pipeline. Staying on Germany for this one. The country is often talked about as Europe's hottest energy storage market, but that also means that, like elsewhere, there are far too many projects in its interconnection queue. Strategy consultant Florian Mayer posted some numbers and analysis on it. See here. How batteries in Australia are dampening price spreads. The most discussed and reacted to post in this week's selection comes from Farah Z, head of AI and AMP. V2G V2X Intelligence at flexibility platform AmpVerve. In it, they look at how batteries are becoming so effective at exploiting electricity price spreads that they are starting to compress the very spreads they were built to monetize. Record BESS dispatch in Texas. Staying on the theme of BESS and electricity markets, we recently saw a record dispatch by the BESS in the ERCOT, Texas market. 13.9 GW was activated at 7.45 p.m. local time on 23 August. See a post from Aaron Zubity, CEO of IPP Yolian, about it here. BESS revenues across Europe. Consultancy's Clean Horizons July Storage Index is out, showing benchmark revenues figures for large-scale BESS across Europe. The firm's LinkedIn post gave a detailed breakdown. See it here. Sodium Ion's rapid BESS ramp-up. Is Sodium Ion gearing up to compete with LFP in BESS? That was asked by Benchmark Mineral Intelligence's data manager Charles Lester, referencing a report in which the company digs into the manufacturing forecasts. Five things to check during a factory visit. Arthur Clare, Director of Technology for BESS and PV Quality Assurance Consultancy Synovoltaics, discussed five things you should look out for, as a buyer, during a BESS factory visit. Energy Domes Tech cheaper than lithium-ion for LDES. Energy Domes CO2 battery is more cost-effective than a comparable lithium-ion battery for LDES applications, the company said earlier this week, citing a report by the Electric Power Research Institute, EPRI, in the U.S. Shell's Sonnen sales process hurt its ability to keep up with the market, claim. Fabian Fuest, founder and AMP, CEO of German flexibility platform Flexa, said that Shell's drawn-out sale of VPP battery platform Sonnen means the company has fallen behind. Shell finally sold it to a family office investment firm last month, more than 3 years after a sales process reportedly started.